get it down around my ponds. If I see the water will rise up. You see the rain comes down from the heavens and the water will come up in the ground. Right? My pond is down there, the water will come up in them.
Or you can just look up at the sky, can't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You get certain kind of clouds. I had one cloud that there's no rain up here. They call it a cumulus cloud. The gray big old white. But you take a dark one, see the form out there, somebody, there's something in it.
Do you get any bad winds here?
We have had them. Even 60, maybe 70. Well, it was a Betsy and a Camille, they called. Didn't do no lot of damage. Blew down some of my pecan trees back there. I used to have some good pecans. And the wind come along and blew them all down, but two and three. Well, I had a daughter, she lived in Jackson. And she sent me a paper that was printed up there in Jackson. And you know, there's a lot of pecan orchards all over Jackson, a lot of them over here in Mississippi. The wind blowed them down. And some of them horticulturists were people that knew, had it right up in the paper. If you dove out there to that tree, it was blown down, you know, the roots cave up on one side, but you still got roots on the other side, with the side it blew down. And you go out there and take your saw and cut them limbs off. Let's leave 10 foot of the main branch on the body. Let's leave 10 foot of it. Maybe the thing will be 30 or 40 foot stretching out. So cut that all off and leave 10 foot of it on the body of the tree. And get you a... Well, I got a fella from up there that had one of these lifts with a drag line, what do you call it, cable outfit on a big old truck. Hooked to that thing and lifted it back up. I got three trees out there right now. They'll have pecans on them this year. You can do that. Like he said, within 3 years, they'll have pecans on them again.
Main branch will grow up?
Oh, new branches will spring out from that tree. New branches. I think I told you about grafting some pecan onto a hickory nut tree out here, didn't I?
No, sir. What came out of that?
Well, it didn't pan out. I didn't have sense enough, didn't think about it in time. I had a hickory nut tree out there about 6 or 8 inches in diameter, pretty little tree. I had some good pecans. I went out there and I got, call them skimes. You do that in the spring of the year when the sap's rising. You cut you a skime, or you cut you a piece of limb off of a pecan tree, a good piece of wood, about the size of your little finger, something like that.